Hey guys, so I'm gonna get right into it. I pretty much want to go over something I had posted not too long ago on my page, where I was saying like we're asking people questions like, is affection important in a relationship and romance important in a relationship? A lot of people actually responded, and a lot of people did say yes, and different people kind of explain their reasons in different ways, of course. Some people said, oh, the word clingy and stuff. I really, just kind of looking at the post, realized that people say that they think that these things are important, like affection and romance, but the question is, are you actually really giving your partner those things? Because there's someone who said, like, love language, right? And this is really important because there is a thing there where people love differently. Like, one person feels love through maybe holding hands. Another person might feel love through cuddling. Another person might feel love, by going out together, or maybe all three. And you might actually be missing that person's love language, and that could be causing a lot of issues in your relationship. Then the other thing too is, what if that isn't your love language? So now you two are basically, battling for the type of love that you want, and neither is going to be giving it to the other person. So with that being said, is do you care enough for the person that you're with to compromise your love language to give them what they need, and for them to be able to compromise their love language to give, you what you need? Because I find that a lot of people have this selfish mentality where it's just like, well, I want to be loved this way. And then if the person says that they want to be loved a certain way, they're either called clingy or needy or something like that. And that poses a problem to the person that you're with. If you're going to tell the person that you're with that they're in, that you're seeing their affection in a negative light, you then stomp on their ability to give you love in the way that they want. And then not only that, you're basically putting it in a negative light. So now they're not going to want to give you love. You know what I'm saying? So now you're going to have this situation where the person can't even give you the affection and love that you're saying you want. And, this wall's going to be up. There's going to be a barrier and a lot of other complications that come along in relationships. So, anyway. Yeah, I know I don't like to keep my talks too long. This is a, quick topic as always, and wanted to go over a couple things like that. But I really want people, like, if you're in a relationship, to kind of consider those things. Like, are you giving your partner the love that they need without stomping on them or negatively imposing, negative, like, views on the way that they're loving you? Because that also could be a sign that maybe you two are not compatible. Because if one person is loving you too much, which is being seen as clingy for you, and you're not loving them enough, then there definitely is going to be some instability there, and it just might not be a compatibility of the way you two are going to mesh. And it's I feel like this is a thing that messes up people's relationships, down the road, if they don't catch it, if they don't communicate, if they're not willing to change it or adjust it or fix it, things like that. Like all relationships, it's a work in progress. And, if you had a friend, y'all wanna click, and there's gonna be things that disagree, there's gonna be things that need to be worked out. Y'all need to either work it out or you don't. And when that's established, then you two go the path that you've chosen. But yeah, anyway, all right. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Join my social media accounts. I do put them on my YouTube channel. They are on my Facebook, all the links are available to you guys. Okay. So I hope you guys, well, actually, I'll see you guys later. All right. Bye.